And yes, getting back to business is obviously a critical part of this entire reopening. But there are going to be a lot of businesses that just don't get back to, you know, they're not going to be able to reopen their doors. We know that already. And it's one thing to throw the numbers around and say, you know, 60% of these or, you know, hundreds of thousands of dollars in debt, et cetera. And it's all very analytical. But it's going to be a different thing when you step out and decide, okay, finally, I can go to that store and I can buy this book I wanted to get for the kids. And you're going to walk to the bookstore and it's not going to be there. And you didn't hear anything about it because it just happened quietly. And you, like all the rest of us, have been staying at home because we've been told to. So it's not like you made your regular routine, your walk along whatever main street it might be. So I think we're going to be a little surprised and dismayed when we see the full depth of what's going on out there in terms of the struggles for small business, medium-sized business, and particularly the brick-and-mortar retails on, you know, as I said, the main streets. John Kiru is the executive director of the Toronto Association of Business Improvement Areas. And John, I can't imagine how tough it's been for you guys, not just to keep going and supporting the various business improvement areas around the city, but just trying to cope with your own business over the last 15 months.
Indeed, it has been a difficult period for many of the small businesses out there. And Dave, as you've noted, you know, some of them will never come back. Buy Toronto Time campaign that we're working on out there with is a campaign to evoke a sense of potential loss, to urge people across the city to take action and support their local business. You see many of these shop local campaigns, et cetera, but the reality is we're trying to step up a little more and build that urgency.
Well, and it's a pretty dramatic campaign because I see the signs that you're hanging in the store windows. Now, it's a tombstone, and essentially, you know, it's got the time of establishment, the establishment date. Right now, they're still surviving, but the implication is if you don't buy local, this place is going out of business.
Indeed, and that is exactly what those implications are. It's about the human impact that the pandemic has taken on real people, your neighbors, that store down the road, etc. So it is symbolic of the life of a business. But I can also tell you that some of those 400 plus posters that are across the city now, and people, businesses, if they want to join the campaign, could simply go to buytorontotime.com and get a poster for their window free of charge. But some of the businesses have, been a little defiant where they've actually filled in that second date and they've included with their Sharpie never. So there is definitely that defiance, that entrepreneurial spirit that carries on. So, it is. It's got a bit of shock value to it. But at the same time, like I said, we need it to be different. We need to remind people that as we are coming out of this pandemic, slowly but surely we're opening up. As you noted earlier, the reality is that small business needs you now more than ever.
I talked to Rocco Rossi a couple of weekends ago from the Ontario Chamber of Commerce, and he indicated, I mean, they've already come up with a plan and they're sort of pushing it to the government, but I'd be curious to get your take on it, sort of being on the ground. I mean, he was talking about the challenges, not only for us, even if we buy local, cash flow is going to be a real problem for many of these businesses because they've had to put up the house or whatever it might be. They're in huge debt. And so being able to access capital in the coming months is going to be a real problem for them. So my buying a pair of running shoes at the local shoe store is going to help, I guess. But, you know, how much of a cash crunch are they really facing and how much of that is really an existential issue?
Yeah, no doubt about it. Look, it's going to be very difficult for many of these business people that have taken up loans, have put up their houses, are starting to have to pay back deferred payments that some of these grants and opportunities have provided. And it's going to be very difficult for them to take a look at that side of the ledger, get up in the morning and go to work, because that might be a mountain too big for them to overcome. Again, it is going to be an impact out there. Cash flow is definitely going to be an issue. Hopeful that the banks will see the need of supporting this. Look, the reality is how Main Street goes, so goes the rest of the neighborhood. Mm-hmm. We're fortunate. City of Toronto is the city of neighborhoods. We have all kinds of wonderful little enclaves, etc. And if we wanted to continue to support that, we will need to do that. And we will need to do that from the business people themselves, by shopping locally, by the governments continuing still with some of the assistance that's out there. We can't cut that off because that would cut the businesses off right at the knees. So there really needs to be a strategic continuation of local governments and the federal, for that matter, supporting local businesses to help them come out of this. We've gotten many of them this far, but there is still that nudge that they need the support. They need that foundation in order to get back on their feet.
Well, here's hoping that people will take heed and pay attention so that we aren't filling in dates on those tombstones. John, thanks for joining us. We'll catch up with you later. We'll want to see how this is playing out in a few weeks from now.
David, have a great day. Cheers.